So yeah, went back in back at the beginning of last year when I was thinking about becoming chair at the Buddhist Centre here. It was really clear to me that if I did take that on, and if other people wanted me to take that on, that what I most dearly wanted to do was to bring people together, yeah, to build a heart at the Birmingham Buddhist Centre. So some of you will have heard me talking about this already. So I gave a kind of longer talk on a Sangha day back in November, kind of talking about, yeah, this vision of being and building a heart at the Birmingham Buddhist Centre, and in a way inviting all of you to be part of that. So the vision is to build a collective heart, and the thing about building something collective is, by definition, you can't do it on your own. So it was very much as an invitation to you all to be part of that. So it's very heartwarming for me to see so many of you here tonight at the launch of this, yeah, new endeavor really for the centre here in Birmingham to build a heart, to build build Sangha here together. So Sangha means community, yeah. So Sangha night is the opportunity for the community of those people practicing Buddhism and those people exploring the practice of meditation and Buddhism to come together to practice. So that's what we're doing here on Sangha night. And actually tonight being is the first night in a whole new endeavor of Sangha nights, but it's also the first night in a new year of Sangha nights. So tonight is also we're also launching, as well as launching Sangha night, we're also launching a theme for the whole year, yeah. So each year we'll take a different theme to explore as a community, to kind of deepen our practice in one particular area together. And this year we're going to spend the whole year on Sangha night in different ways, exploring, well, what does it mean to be a Sangha? What does it mean to be a community? Yeah. And that's, in a way, it's a really apt thing to be doing this year. Because this year, you may or may not know, is the celebration of 50 years of the Sri Lankan Buddhist community. Yeah. 50 years. Yeah, which is much longer than I've been alive, if you can't guess that, yeah? Just in case you were wondering. So we'll be marking 50 years, and there'll be a big celebration here, where actually all the local groups in the whole of the Midlands will come to join us. So Shrewsbury and Nottingham, Leicester, Worcester, further afield, will be invited to join us. And we're running a collective day to celebrate Tree Ratna 50 in April the 9th, I think. Yeah, so it's a really apt year, I think, to be celebrating Sangha and to be building Sangha. In a way, on that day, we'll be looking back at the last 50 years of Tri Ratna, the Tri Ratna Buddhist community, and what all of that's got to celebrate, the last 50 years, and we'll be looking forward to the next 50 years and, well, what we're going to be creating in the time going forward. So just feel really excited in a way that we'll be exploring Sangha for ourselves amongst that celebration of Tri Ratna 50. So yeah, so Sangha night is all about developing a culture, yeah, here at the centre of community, a place of community. And I can't speak for any of you, but I suppose I feel increasingly aware of the suffering in this world, yeah. Whether that's through watching politics, whether that's through friends and family being ill, whether that's through watching the news and seeing the refugee crisis or wars around the planet, whether that's thinking about climate change, yeah, whether that's our own personal suffering or whether that's our collective suffering, it seems suffering's always been something I've been very aware of. It's kind of what brought me here. But I think of late I've been just aware, in a way, of our collective suffering. Not just absorbed in my own personal suffering, but just really aware of the collective suffering of the world. And when I dwell and reflect on the collective suffering of the world, it inspires me, it motivates me to try and create a space of love in the world, yeah, to respond in the only way that I know how, which is to try and create a community that is based on ethical practice, is based on awareness, and is based on the fundamental cultivation of kindness, of love for ourselves, for each other, and for the world, yeah. So when I think about us here together building a heart, yes, it's for us. Yeah, yeah. I hope that we will benefit through the practice of community and friendship. But we're also building something we're doing something that's also bigger than us. Yeah, we're practicing together, practicing kindness and love and awareness together to create a heart for new blood coming in. Yeah, whether that's people coming through our doors, but also a heart that we take out in our own little ways, in all of our ways, into our work, into our life outside the Buddha Center as well. So this is a place where we can come and be refreshed and enjoy and be nourished and deepen this practice of love of heart together, so that we are offering that to others and offering that to the world. Yeah. So that's the vision. The vision is for us, but it's also for the world, yeah. So Sangha and I think we have got an exciting program of various talks and devotional practice lined up, but it really Sangha night for me is not really about content. Yeah, content's inspiring, but context is far more inspiring. Yeah, context, yeah, this kind of this coming together, rain and shine, this want to really love and support each other, to build something here together for our benefit and the benefit of the world, yeah. So Sangha Night is really about creating a culture and creating a context for love, yeah, and friendship. So maybe it's obvious from what I'm saying about why we would do this, why we would build our heart at the Birmingham Buddha Center. And I think, you know, I think in a way, on many levels, it is obvious. But I was thinking about the Buddha, and in a way, his vision was to awaken, you know, to be free, to see things as they really are, or however you like to think of enlightenment. And when I was ordained, when anyone is ordained into the Tribhuvana Buddhist Order, there's four ordination vows. And, there's precepts as well, but there's also these four ordination vows. And two of them are for the attainment of enlightenment. I accept this ordination. And the other is for the benefit of all beings. I accept this ordination. And so when I'm thinking about Sangha Night and I'm thinking about my practice, I come to Sangha Night to inspired by those vows. Yeah, I come to Sangha Night. I create community because I see creating community and Sangha and heart as a means to enlightenment and for the benefit of all beings. So you might be wondering, okay, how is practicing community a means to enlightenment? So Bhante Sangharakshita, he's very clear, kind of talks very movingly in a reading we'll have later in the ritual, but it's from Living Wisely, his book Living Wisely, and he talks very movingly about metta, loving kindness as insight practice. So you could see insight, there's lots of ways of talking about insight practice. But one way of talking about insight practice is about moving beyond this fixed sense of self, yeah, this sense of me and this clinging to an idea of a fixed me and the world as relating to everything as me and mine in a kind of graspy, kind of very boundary protective kind of way, which is the cause of suffering, of dukkha, yeah. But one way of thinking about insight is about going beyond self, breaking down those barriers, seeing that actually there's a lot, there's so much we share, there's this fluidity to life and to being, actually, to our beings. And practicing metta, practicing loving kindness, is a fundamental method for that practice. Yeah, so of breaking down these boundaries between one another. Yeah. So when we come together to practice community, we come to listen to one another. Yeah, we come to have loving kindness for one another, to support one another. And it's through that that we can break down the boundaries between ourselves and have an opportunity to go beyond our own self-interest, yeah? To listen to someone else or to notice someone else is not in such a good space and to go beyond ourselves to see if we can help them. It's a bit of a practice of mine at the moment and I find it surprisingly difficult. It's when I'm talking to someone, it's normally one-on-one, and they're telling me about something to do with them, to not turn the conversation back to me. And just I invite you just to notice how often you do that. So I do that a lot. I'm not proud of that fact, but I do that a lot, yeah? So I'm very interested in the project of me. So when I'm talking to you, I want to tell you about me. And sometimes I'm interesting, right? But actually, if I'm listening to you, I want to listen to you. So Sangha Night is about this kind of dynamic, yeah, exploring these kind of dynamics between us here, yeah, and learning to listen, to learning to really allow someone else to blossom and shine and be themselves and not to bring everything back to me. Yeah, so we're learning about those sort of things all the time. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why we're practicing Sangha Night. And in a way, Sangharakshita was really clear when he founded the Trimatna Buddhist community. He said Trimatna offers four things to the world. It offers a method for personal development. It offers a vision for human existence. It offers a nucleus for a new society, and it offers a blueprint for the new world. And so often, we get stuck on a method for personal development. And personal development is essential. Yeah, we metta bhavana starts with ourselves for a reason. Yeah, we do need to do a lot of work developing and transforming ourselves. But we also need a context where we can fulfill those other, we can turn towards, we can fill out, our practice can fill out to also dwell in this vision of human existence, of what is possible, yeah, of and we can be this nucleus for a new society, yeah, and that in a way, that's another way of talking about heart, is talking about being a nucleus, yeah, a nucleus is a small thing in the centre of things. It's not. I did a chemistry A-level, can you believe that? I've got an A in chemistry A-level and I'm struggling to describe the word nucleus. That is a problem. Anyways, but yeah, like, so the nucleus is a bit like the heart, yeah, it's the thing in the middle of things. Yeah. And we're going to be practising Sangha Night here in the shrine room, which in a way is another heart, isn't it? It's another heart of the Birmingham Buddhist Centre, yeah. I think all places, our homes or our workplaces or places have a heart. So that's something else you could just reflect on, you know, in your home, where is the heart of your home? Where is the heart of your workplace? Where is the heart of your energies? What do you put at the heart of things? There's so much to be explored around this word hearts, really, like, yeah, what is at the heart of your life? What is at the heart of things? Let's get to the heart of things. We have so many sayings in English around this word heart, don't we? So yeah, it's interesting to reflect on them and think about heart. But here at the Birmingham Buddhist Centre, the heart is this shrine room. Yeah, so this is, it's really important we come together here as a Sangha at the heart of the centre. And we give this place energy, our energy. And here at the heart with us is Amitabha. Yeah? So we've got this beautiful Amitabha rupee. You can't really... It's a real statement piece here at the heart of the Buddhist Centre. This rupa, this of Amitabha. So I've been thinking quite a lot about Amitabha in relation to launching Sanghana. I've been meditating on the figure of Amitabha. And Amitabha is the Buddha of love and compassion, which in a way feels very fitting to what I was saying earlier in terms of Sanghanite being about developing a place of love where we, you know, in response to the suffering of the world. Yeah. So the Buddha Amitabha, yeah. So it's all about love and compassion. And although this rupa is golden, Amitabha is normally envisaged red. Yeah, red like the setting sun. So, you know, there's a lot of imagery there, isn't there, that we can just kind of soak in. It's kind of the red of the love of Amitabha, but the red of the setting sun and the warmth, yeah, the warmth and the gentleness and the love. And, you know, he holds a lotus, which has lots of different symbolisms, but the lotus generally is about this opening, this unfolding, yeah, a kind of reset, has a receptive quality to it. And the Buddha Amitabha, his wisdom is one of uniqueness. So it sees the uniqueness in every single one of us. So Amitabha sees that we all bring our own qualities to this mantra. So when any of us aren't here, those qualities are absent, yeah? So we all bring our own quality to the mantra. So Amitabha is, he, you know, being in the shrine room and practicing with Amitabha on Sanghana, it's like, I think about the Buddha figures. I mean, they can feel a bit abstract sometimes. So I think, well, I try to remind myself, well, what am I doing when I'm bringing a Buddha figure to mind? And I think I'm trying to do two things. Partly, I'm bringing a Buddha to mind because the Buddha is a way of talking about or thinking about or reflecting on the ideal, the vision, what it is I'm trying to become. So the Buddha Amitabha is, this invocation that we can develop a boundless heart of love and compassion. And if there's anything I want to do in this world, in this life, it is develop deeper and deeper capacity for love and compassion. Yeah? That is, in a way, that you that could sum up my life, yeah? So the Buddha Amitabha kind of, he offers me that vision. He reminds me that that's what I have the potential to do, and it is what I'm trying to do. So it's both like the potential and the vision. And I think also the Buddha figures also allow me to give me a vehicle to express my gratitude. Yeah. So gratitude, I think, is a really important emotion, and one that I think it's really worth spending the time developing. Yeah, gratitude for what we've been given in our lives. It's oh so easy to just stick with what we haven't got and what we weren't given and what happened to us that we didn't like and, you know, what didn't go so well. Yeah, and all that stuff is there and needs acknowledging, and I'm not for any moment suggesting bypassing any of that. But I think being able to be grateful for what we have got, actually, I think all of us have a lot to be grateful for. I feel extremely grateful for the life that I have, yeah. For the friends that I have, for the opportunity that I have to be here. To live in relative abundance, yeah. So I think there's a lot we can be grateful for. And I think, and I can feel very grateful to the Dharma, to the Buddha, for these teachings that have allowed me to become who I have become, you know, someone more kind, less neurotic, more friendly, less self-absorbed. Still a way to go, clearly, on that. But, you know, yeah. So I think the Buddha figure also represents, gives us this opportunity to develop gratitude. I think Amitabha as a kind of figure for us as a Sangha, it can remind us, to bring that red warmth of love and interest and engagement to each other, of receptivity. And it kind of helps us, I think, invoke the kind of the spirit of what we're trying to do. And also, it's the red like the heart. Yeah, so red of the heart, the fire of the heart. So the heart, it gives love and it gives transformation. Yeah, the fire is a place of love and it's a place of alchemy. And the Sangha is a place of love and hopefully it's also a place of transformation. And friendship, hopefully, is a place of love and also a place where we can transform. Yeah. So hopefully, as a Sangha and hopefully on our Sangha nights, we can create this energy together, of coming together and getting to know each other and offering each other this love and receptivity. And, learning to go beyond our own preferences in that coming together. For the sake of enlightenment and for the benefit of all beings.